Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW from Blenheim.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for March 2017. Greetings everyone. Leading tonight's official broadcast is Presidential Comment. From Blenheim, here's our NZART President, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Stuart?
Thank you, Jim, and good evening to NZART members and indeed all listeners. In recent years, the number of active amateurs either living permanently or part-time on Waiheke Island has been increasing. Council has received an application from a group on the island wanting to establish a new branch. They feel that having a branch on the island will help increase interest in amateur radio there and give them a focal point for activity. Council has approved this application and the branch is called the Waiheke Amateur Radio Club and will be the 90th branch of NZART and wishes it well. From time to time, Council gets an offer of help out of the blue and at exactly the right time. We have been approached by an amateur who is a professional in public relations and has offered to fill the long vacant promotion officer position. Council has been working through things with this person and will aim to approve the application at our next meeting. A bonus is that this person will fill a real need in helping get our association's webpage its new look. The Rotorua branch has begun taking registrations for our AGM and conference on Queen's Birthday this year. I know this will be a great weekend, and Rotorua is certainly well located for all of you over in the North Island to attend, so please make the effort to get there. Please register early to help your colleagues there on the organising team plan for this important event. Due to a delay in our accounts being reviewed, they will not be appearing in the March-April edition of Break-In, along with all the usual annual reports. As luck would have it, our editor, Mark, ZL2UFI, has already made the decision to bring forward the June-July edition, so that it would be in the hands of branch delegates at the AGM. This has solved our problem, as the accounts will be in that edition. To help get the accounts out as soon as possible, however, they will also be in a special edition of InfoLine as soon as they come to hand. Finally, from time to time, many of our members or branch officials need to contact our General Secretary and Business Manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL. Please note the first name, Debbie. I make this point because Debbie still receives from time to time correspondence headed, Dear Sir, or worse, Dear Old Man. You can imagine how well this goes down. Debbie's predecessor was the late Neville Copeland. However, Debbie took over from Neville in 1998, nearly 20 years ago. You will make Debbie's day if you just address her as Debbie. And that's all from me tonight. Good night, everyone.
And thank you, Stuart, the president of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. The Branch 89 NZART Radio Electronics Group Incorporated will be holding their annual equipment sale and tech talk on Saturday, the 20th of May. The venue will be the Glenview Club, located at 211 Peacocks Road, Glenview in Hamilton. Doors open for vendors at 8:30 a.m. and for buyers and the public at 10 a.m. There will be a $2 lucky ticket entry charge. There will be a trade display, certainly refreshments and or prizes. The venue has easy access, plenty of parking, and remember, motorhomes are welcome at $10 per night. For vendor registration and inquiries, contact Trevor ZL4GJ. You can phone him on 021 177 5710, that's 021 177 5710, or email trevnz04@gmail.com. trevnz04@gmail.com. That's the Branch 89 Radio Electronics Group annual equipment sale and tech talk on Saturday, the 20th of May. Onwards to Upper Hutt now, and it's a very good evening to NZART Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. In the next couple of weeks, all branch secretaries will receive their annual headquarters mail-out. This will include branch membership statistics for voting on remits prior to conference. If you are unsure of what branch you are affiliated with, please drop me an email and I can let you know. You may only have a vote at one branch, but you can be a member of many. Also included will be a special branch promotional offer to encourage members to join or rejoin the association at a special promotional price. Information on the impending upgrade to the examination online database and tutorials will be enclosed with the mail out. However, I hope to be able to contact all NZART examination supervisors via email over the coming weeks to provide them with all the new material. The upgraded system will be switched over on the 1st of April 2017. Therefore, any courses you have planned prior to this date can be run with the current exam generating software. Could all examination supervisors please check their email address is correct on the NZART webpage listing. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART business manager. To NZART Conference 2017, Rotorua Branch 33 invites NZART members and their guests to the weekend conference activities in Rotorua over Queen's Birthday weekend. That's the 3rd and 4th of June. Yes, come and visit New Zealand's coolest hotspot. The venue for this year's conference is the Sudama Hotel, located in Rotorua City, geothermal paradise. Now, there's generous parking available at the venue during the day and night for cars and moderate-sized vehicles. Motorhomes and similar can use the car park during the day, but will need other facilities at night. An NZMCA park is located at Nongataha, and other overnight parking is available in various spots reasonably close to Rotorua City. Details on Rotorua Conference 2017 and the registration form can be found on the conference webpage www.hamradio.co.nz. www.hamradio.co.nz. To ensure the best possible prices, now's the time to make your bookings for travel and accommodation in Rotorua. NZART Conference 2017 in Rotorua over Queen's Birthday weekend. Now for a catch-up of international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
We begin this week's newscast with this report on noise. The noise floor is rising on the bands, and so are the efforts at mitigation. In South Africa, a detailed study is about to get underway, and the South African Radio League is in search of input and expertise to assist, as we hear from Amateur Radio Newsline's Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF.
In South Africa, it's time to start making some noise, some complaining, to help make the bands more hospitable for amateur radio. The South African Radio League is forming a study group to monitor the rising RF noise floor on the bands and to identify ways to mitigate noise from man-made sources that impacts the radio frequencies. The Radio League is collecting information from radio amateurs who may have expertise or interest in providing input to the study in preparation for a workshop being held on the 22nd of April. The open meeting will take place at the National Amateur Radio Centre in Cape Town. For more details about the workshop on the rising noise floor, or to express interest in being a part of the noise study, send an email to sarlregwg at sarl.org.za. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF.
Call it a success. The Irish de-expeditioners who went to Nepal are back home, returning with more than 30,000 QSOs completed, as we hear from Amateur Radio Newsline's Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
The Irish de-expedition 9N7NEI reports that it has completed its goal of more than 30,000 QSOs during 10 days of operation before going QRT on the 19th of March. The team's shutdown came just in time. It was right before a major power outage, the team reports on its website. In fact, much of the de-expedition was plagued on and off by power cuts, electrical storms and noise issues. There were bright spots, however, that had nothing to do with a sky illuminated by lightning. Operators were able to celebrate St. Patrick's Day at the team's QTH at the Sojourn Himalaya Resort in Nepal. They also played host to a number of guests, including three students and their teachers from the Sweden's Sandö Rescue College, who had come to learn the logistics of setup and operations, especially with a dozen operators on the air. The team is grateful, of course, for exceeding its QSO goal and counts itself lucky, even as it counts those 30,366 contacts. All that remained was the 22-hour trip back to Dublin. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Bucci for NJH.
In the world of DX, a team of radio amateurs from the Netherlands will be operating from Liechtenstein on HB0/home call between the 1st and the 8th of April. The operators are Mons, PA2HGJ, Robert, PA2RDK, Frank, PA3CNO, Paul, PA3DFR, Henry, PA3HK, Gert, PE0MGB, and Piet, PE1FLO. Listen for them on all the bands between 160 and 10 meters. They'll be using mainly CW and some single sideband in digital modes. Much of their activity will be on the new 60-meter band. Send QSL cards via PE1FLO. Another ham is also operating from April 1st through the 8th. Bill K9HZ will be operating from his villa in St. Lucia. He can be found on 160 through 6 meters using CW, single sideband, and RTTY. He is especially interested in contacts into Alaska and Montana in the United States to complete his 8-band WAS. Send QSL cards to his home call sign. He also uses Logbook of the World, Club Log, and EQSL. There are a few days left to contact Franz, OE2SNL, who is active until the 30th of March, working from Grenada as J3/OE2SNL. You can hear him on 160 through 10 meters and send QSL cards to his home call sign. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2017. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. It's time now for Waro News, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. The Waro Bulletin will be arriving by email for most of you very soon. Inside it, you'll find a nomination form for Waro Executive, and we hope that some will consider allowing their names to be put forward for vacant positions. We welcome new people onto the committee, and the work is not onerous or difficult. Being on the executive entails attending some on-air meetings during each year. Meetings are usually no more than 30 to 40 minutes duration. If you would like to offer your services and need a nominator, just contact any committee member from the list inside any Waro Bulletin magazine. The Thelma Super Memorial Contest will be held on Saturday the 1st and Sunday the 2nd of April 2017. Just 2 hours each night from 1900 hours to 2100 hours, with each session split into 4 30-minute periods. All contacts are to be on 80 metres phone or CW. YLs and OMs can contact both YLs and OMs. One contact with each station is permitted in each 30-minute period. Call CQ Waro Contest and exchange a report, serial number and name. And to qualify as a multiplier, a Waro member must have contacts with at least 10 different stations over the period of the contest. A bonus station with the call ZL6YL will be in operation for random periods each night. The full rules and scoring details are in the December issue of Waro Bulletin and the January-February issue of Break-In. We're hoping for a good turnout of YLs this year and urge all members to get on the air for at least one 30-minute session of this contest. That's all from Waro for this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We've just a few items tonight, and we start with the Western Suburbs Radio Club, which has its annual general meeting on Saturday the 22nd of April, starting 10 a.m. And that meeting will be at 3000 Great North Road in New Lynn. Over to the East Coast and the Napier Amateur Radio Club, which has its next meeting on Wednesday the 5th of April. Dave, ZL2DW, will give a talk on a selected technical subject. And that meeting will start at 7:30 p.m. at the club rooms at 123 Latham Street in Napier, of course. Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART has its next meeting, which is a movie night, on Monday, April the 3rd, at the club rooms in the Philip Evans Reserve off Birch Street in Waterloo. And finally, way down south to Otago Branch 30 NZART, which has a number of events going on in April. On the 5th, there will be an AREC briefing for the crew and communications plan for the Otago Sports Car Club's annual rally of Otago, which is due to be held on April the 8th and 9th. On Friday the 7th, Martin ZL4JH will lead a demonstration on rigging communications and aerials at the Southern Cross Hotel. Look for details on the event closer to the date. And finally, on the 19th, there will be a debrief on the Otago Rally. And just a reminder that meetings are normally held at the club rooms in McAndrew Road in South Dunedin, starting 7:30 p.m. Well, Jim, that's all from me. Back to you.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 30th of April. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for March 2017. Good night, everyone. Good night now.